Harry Oliver back on the ball, placed at the 38-yard line. It'll be a 48-yard attempt. He just hit one from 50 yards about 5 minutes ago. Oliver kicked his block. Kicked his block. Notre Dame falls on it near midfield. Blocked by Greg Bell. Georgia blocks it, and Georgia will take over with a good field position at the 50-yard line. 5:22 left first quarter. Notre Dame leads 3-0. The ball at the Notre Dame 29. We're going to have a field goal attempt by Rex Robinson at the 36-yard line. An attempt of 46 yards, well within Robinson's range. He is a fantastic place kicker and field goal kicker. He's high enough, and it sails toward the end zone. And it's good! Is good, a 46-yard field goal, the Sugar Bowl score, Notre Dame 3, Georgia 3. So Notre Dame now set to receive the kickoff. Ty Barber, number 12, on the far side of the field. Jimmy Stone on the near side of the field. We've got a ball game, 1981 Sugar Bowl. High kick by Robinson. And again, there's a mix-up as the ball bounces free, and it's recovered near the goal line, but the 2-yard line for Georgia. Georgia at the Notre Dame 1. I've covered 11 games all year. I never saw that happen. These guys have been the deep men all year. But the opening kickoff, we say they had a little tentative and didn't know who was going to take it. This time it didn't go in the end zone, and Georgia recovered. Georgia knocking at the door. Unbelievable turn of events here with Notre Dame pulling the old you take it, no, I'll take it thing, and they're down on the inside the 1, second down for Georgia.
Power eye right.
Give to Walker, dives in. Herschel Walker. Georgia has scored, coming off a block kick and then a miscue by Notre Dame. It is 9-3. We have the try for the extra point. The holder is Jim Broadway, and the kicker is Rex Robinson at the 10-yard line. Broadway will take the ball to set it down. Here's Robinson kicking up, and he kicks in about the second tier. And the kick is good. So the Sugar Bowl score is Georgia 10, Notre Dame 3. First down Irish at their 20. Now they give to the first man through, the fullback. There's a fumble on the play. Let's see if Georgia has it. Georgia has it, a fumble on the fullback through. Notre Dame has made yet another mistake as John Sweeney, the fullback, fumbles. If Notre Dame is helping them out toward the national championship, they are doing on the scale of 10, a 10 job. 14 minutes remaining in the second quarter. From the 22, Walker, 20, 15, Walker, 10-yard line. Walker out of bounds, and it's getting a little tough down there as Notre Dame is getting frustrated with a blocked punt and a couple of fumbles. First down just outside the 10, so they conceivably could get a first down near the goal line. But it's first down Georgia. There's Ballou rolling left. Let's see if he runs. Ballou's going to keep it to the 10. Ballou to the 5. Ballou to the 4-yard line. Let's see where he steps out of bounds. The 4 or the 3. John Krim, the right corner, knocks him out. Second down 3. And remember that Georgia could get a first down inside the 1. Notre Dame is under extreme pressure here. They haven't been in this position too many times this year. There's a man in motion. Moving to this side. Give to Walker. 5. Walker, touchdown. Scores his second touchdown from the 3, skirting the right end. Georgia is out 16-3. Herschel Walker having a feast so far here in the first half against Notre Dame. Rex Robinson will try for the 17th point. Set down. Robinson kicks up. That is good. So the Sugar Bowl score is Georgia 17, Notre Dame 3. 4th and 1. Keel rolling around to pass. He's in trouble. Throws downfield. Intercepted. Intercepted by Scott Werner. That may be the ball game. Continually throwing to the left corner. Mastek fell down, but he never had a chance. 2:56 left. That is 3 intercepts for Scott Werner. 1 in the end zone to chop one off. With 2:56 left, Notre Dame may have run out of chances. So it is 3rd and 11, and Ballou goes around to this left side, going to run the ball to the 30, down to the 31-yard line. Not much of a gain. They're going to let it run. That's the last play of the ball game. 22 seconds. 21 seconds, 20. You can hear the beat here in New Orleans.
Well, they're coming.
And it's not coming from the French
Quarter. Here comes the students now. It's all
here it comes
over.
On the
no
field.
Way.
It's all over.
Those officials might as well just pick up the ball. Somebody's going to grab some kid grab the ball. He's gone with it.
Now the field has been enveloped by red.
Oh, it's wild. This
and
is great. This is what college
seconds.
Football is all about right here.
2 seconds. 1 second.
Herschel Walker has been named the game's most valuable player to the surprise of no one.
Herschel Walker is the MVP of this game. He rode for 150 yards. And I can't say enough for George. They deserved it. Notre Dame had their chances.
Well, they carried Vince Dooley off the field, but more importantly, they carried off Irk Russell, who is their defensive coordinator. The guy really is a swell guy. And you got to give credit to their defense because really the Georgia defense did what they had to do to win this game.